Several years ago, when I was working at Denali National Park Reserve, I decided to climb this one ridge. As I looked way up ahead of me, maybe about a half mile away, I noticed there was this bear running across this tundra slope. You know, that was pretty normal. I've seen bears do that before, and figured that the bear was either chasing ground squirrel or maybe a caribou or a sheep. Well, as I kept on climbing, I noticed that the bear had left this tundra slope and decided to descend the same ridge that I was on. This kind of became a problem because there was no place to go for either of us if we ended up on this same sheep trail. Finally, one time I looked up the ridge and lo and behold, this bear was 15 yards away from me. As the bear came closer, I began to realize this was a sub-adult. Somebody just kind of testing the world to see where his place in hierarchy was. And instead of running away, I stood my ground, waved my arms, and talked to it. The bear kept on walking around me and actually doing things that show that he was trying to determine its dominance. It was profiling to me sideways, it was popping its jaws, it was bouncing up and down on its feet. And every time the bear would try to circle around me, I would stand my ground, look at it, and continue to wave my arms back and forth. After several minutes, the bear either got bored or decided it was going to do something else, and it ambled off. After about 3 or 4 minutes, I decided I would continue back down the way I came, and as I walked down another maybe 50, 60 yards, here was this bear, unconcerned, grazing on a tundra slope just beneath me. That's when I really became scared. I bailed off the other side of the ridge, down this steep tundra slope, hoping to attract the attention of this bear, which I didn't. Made myself back to the road, and at that point I realized just what a wonderful wilderness experience I just had. A bear and a human came face to face, no harm was done, no aggressive actions were made. We both realized that we were visitors here in this wonderful place, and we should just move on.